More challenges for the dairy industry, and congratulations are in order for 4-H scholarship winners. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. America's dairy industry continues to face a number of different challenges. C.J. Miller addressed some of those challenges with the new chairman of the National Milk Producers Federation.
A lot of our problem is we've got a lot of issues trying to secure our workforce.
And that's Brian Rexing, who was elected as the new chairman of the National Milk Producers Federation during their joint annual meeting last week. He's also an Indiana dairy producer based in Gibson County. He says the biggest policy issue facing dairy producers is the need for farm labor reform.
We probably need to educate a lot of the lawmakers in our area of what our workforce looks like. We are not seasonal. We are every season. We are 365 days a year, 7 days a week. And we need a skilled workforce. There's a lot of skilled labor that takes time to train. We're always under constant training, and we want this workforce safe.
Also, the threat of foreign animal diseases, such as New World screwworm and the H5N1 strain of bird flu impacting dairy cattle, are also top of mind for dairy producers.
We had this conversation with Secretary Rollins last week, and she had told us a lot of things that are in place and give us a lot of comfort in that there is a lot of protection that we have, and they are really watching this close. And I think communication is probably one of the most important, that we communicate facts and we don't live in fear. And I feel really good that we've been educated on this. And it's a scary thing when you think about, but knowing what we're all doing on the backside of it, I feel really good about it.
Rexing adds that the organization will continue to push lawmakers to pass an updated farm bill.
This farm bill seems like it's a can we keep kicking down the road. And we've had some subtle changes in it that I think will help benefit farmers. But it just seems such a struggle to get a farm bill reintroduced and passed. And we don't quite understand it, but that's something we'll be working on to try to secure some our future.
Hear more of my conversation with Brian Rexing. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.